Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds, post-game edition. I'm Gavin Spittle on 105.3 The Fan. Stick tap, as we always say, to you, our Sudsies, for listening and making this the top hockey podcast in Odyssey and also top Stars podcast in DFW. Truly appreciate it. I am jonesing for a Frosty. I have gone 7 games without being able to crack a Frosty based on this team. And I'm wondering if a Frosty will leave my fridge in the playoffs. I'm actually wondering that. That cool sensation of a I don't know. The fact that Pete DeBoer said after the game, when asked about this, he's never dealt with it in his career. That's a long coaching career with several teams. And it's not like you can say, well, the Stars clinched early, because I don't know, Winnipeg clinched pretty early as far as a playoff, and they didn't let off the gas. Colorado was struggling for a while, but they finished pretty strong. I mean, you look across the league and teams are finishing strong. But this team, let me go through it real quick, and then we'll get to your tweets. Nashville scores 5 unanswered goals. And the first tally, nice face-off win by the Predators. Slapshot gets deflected in. Jordan Oesterle goes off a Maverick Bork. That happens, folks. It's part of hockey. It's a set play. This kind of stuff happens. 1-1. If you want me to be positive, kudos to Tyler Seguin on the goal with Mason Marchman and Matt Duchene. Man, we were happy for what, 17 seconds? We were elated. Like, here we go. Tonight's the night. And then all of a sudden, the best way I can describe it, and I'm not trying to throw personal shots, but take this for what it's worth. You know how when you go to public rinks and it says like 1 to 3 p.m. free skate? And what a free skate is basically people rent skates and they just kind of skate around the ice and glide around and, you know, get their legs moving. I feel like the last 7 games a lot of times have been a free skate. Like no hitting, no zone coverage. And for those that are new Spits and Suds listeners, what I mean by defensive zone coverage is you have to cover your man. Let's look at the second goal by Jacob Verana. Another tip, Oesterle, slap shot. Verana wide open to cruise by the net and deflect the shot pass in. Just awful defensive coverage. Third goal toward the end of the first period. Poor clearing attempt by Mason Marchman. He basically just throws it back to the Nashville point. Puck cycled down to Evangelista. And because there is, once again, repeat myself, no net front presence, Barron comes across. It's a simple one-tip goal. Mason Marchment snaps his stick after this goal because after not clearing the puck, you look at the replay and he circles. He does a circle back but completely loses coverage, frees up Barron for the pass. Preds make it 4-1. Jake Ottinger bat on this one, fumbles a dump in, leads to Nashville, keeping it in the zone. Steven Stamkos gets the puck in front of the net, and because the Stars struggle, and because Nashville was dominating, Stammer, as he's called, could have shot the puck, but they are playing. This is Nashville, folks, who are playing with such confidence tonight. He is right in front of Ottinger with a clear shot on net, but instead passes it to a wide open corner of the goalpost, Marchessault. He jams it home once again. No net front coverage. And then the game is well out of reach. But come on, guys. Brendan Smith takes a bad penalty, and it is. It's a bad penalty. Puck going the other way. It's a two-handed cross check, just needless. Preds go on the power play after a breakout. Ryan O'Reilly is skating down and no one is there. Is it Wyatt Johnston's responsibility? Is it another player's responsibility? But he's coming down the wing. Puck goes to him. No chance for Ottinger. That's goal number five. No net front presence. No physicality. No coverage defensively. Guys, you cannot tell me that you can flip the switch when you're playing like this. Flipping the switch is losing seven games in a row, but you're playing hard. You're fighting. But you're not taking needless penalties. You're not letting the other team wander around in your zone. The other thing I want to talk about, and maybe this is guy watching and trying to do a podcast, okay? But where the heck is the energy of this team? They absolutely have no life when they go out on the ice. I mean, they don't have a player that wants to get in front of the net, whistle blown, take a couple pokes at the goaltender, and that starts a scrum in front of the net and everyone gets involved. They don't have a player that wants to check somebody hard to get their teammates riled up. Like, they are purely skill-based. And some may disagree. But if that is not working, whew, this team's dead. And let's look at the teams. And I completely agree with you that sometimes the worst teams to play heading down the stretch are teams that are not in the playoff picture. But when you look at the Dallas Stars and who they played, 100% will give you Winnipeg. Predators, non-playoff team. Red Wings, non-playoff team. Utah, non-playoff team. Winnipeg, yes. Canucks, non-playoff team. Wild, barely got in. Penguins, non-playoff team. Preds, non-playoff team. Kraken, non-playoff team. Kraken, non-playoff team once again. And you beat the Kraken twice, and you beat the Predators. But of all those games, you had one playoff dominant team in Winnipeg, and you have a team in Minnesota that just clinched. So I don't know how, after playing those teams and getting beat pretty bad in the last two games by Detroit and Nashville, and honestly, getting beat pretty bad by Utah as well, how you are going to now. If you can't cover Ryan O'Reilly, if you can't cover players in front of your net when you're playing Nashville, one of the worst teams in the NHL this year, it's not like Saturday Nashville's coming back. You are playing Nathan MacKinnon, last year's MVP. You are playing elite defensive, elite defenseman Cale Makar. You are playing Gabriel Landeskog, who's not only coming back, he's projected to be on the third line. And we're just expecting them to turn it on. I mean, kudos. If they're the Rangers, like our baseball team did a couple of years ago and backed into the playoffs and then went on this epic run, absolutely amazing. And I optimistically want to be there with you. I want to be there with you. I hate it when I see like no energy and going through the motions. And then after the game, well, we could just turn it on. You know, I mean, we have to. It's like, come on, guys. And I know a lot of you are going to say this, that it's Pete DeBoer based on his track record. And that's an argument that we certainly can't have and a debate that we can't have. But you got to listen to me when I say, if this team does not get past the first round, if you think firing Pete DeBoer is going to make the difference, I think you have to do a deep dive more into this team and make other changes. And I'm not going to say what those changes are because now's not the appropriate time. But you have got to add some grit and fire into this lineup. Okay, let's get to your tweets. Looks like Gavin needed to be on the couch rather than being the listener tonight. Just wanted to get that off my chest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Salty Self Travis says, think the losing streak is going to have a lot of folks asking for Pete DeBoer's head. Thankfully, they aren't the GM. And Nuts for Lutz says, look at how Pete DeBoer's tenure ended with his other clubs and see the parallels. So I understand what you're saying, Nuts. But at the same time, I'm mentioning two guys on Twitter and I'm using Nuts and Salty. Ah, social media at its finest. So let me just say this. I just don't think it's Pete DeBoer. Like, 50 wins, two straight seasons. I mean, who else are we going to bring in? Are you going to go and get out the University of Denver coach who hasn't coached in the NHL before? I mean, hey, if he can put it together, that's great. You did that with Jim Montgomery and you did have success before he had to resign or they parted ways with him. Kenny Chadwell. Historically, this is when Pete DeBoer has been shown the exit after all his other stops. If we get swept by Colorado, I think he needs to meet the same fate. I'm telling you guys, if you fire Pete DeBoer, okay, but how many coaches do you have to go through? Pete DeBoer, Rick Bowness, Jim Montgomery, Ken Hitchcock. Should I keep going? You've gone through a lot of coaches. You need to change the makeup and attitude of this team. Just one guy's opinion. Just one guy in front of a microphone with an opinion. By the way, Robert Tiffin will join us tomorrow. We'll do a Colorado-Dallas deep dive. So we'll put this behind us. We'll ask Robert his thoughts. And then we'll go from there. Also, did not sound overly optimistic by Pete DeBoer after the game regarding Jason Robertson's status. Injured during the game. Didn't come back. They said he's going to have further evaluation coming back from Dallas. The team is not practicing tomorrow, so not sure when we'll find out the status of Jason Robertson, but let's think optimistically that he can play in game one. What the Blicken says, popping Frosties, but not in the fun way. I guess I could do that. I guess I could pop a Frosty to commiserate with you guys. Not worried, though. The playoffs intensity and energy is completely different. This team has plenty of experience playing do-or-die hockey, so they'll reset and give something else on Saturday. I'm crossing my fingers, Blinkins. I really am. YJO number 53 is elite. Either they will win the cup or they won't. That's the equation every season. Win on Saturday and all the bad feelings go away, but we still won't be all that much closer to the goal. Buckle up. Listen, Pete DeBoer has to earn his paycheck. With the defensive lapses that we've seen against non-playoff teams, how are they going to stop Nathan MacKinnon? Jordan H. says, it's hard to be positive right now. Noah Brown, 0-7 in previous game ones is a stat they desperately need to erase. Oh, my goodness, Noah, you brought up a great point. 0-7 in game ones. Hopefully they don't do it on Saturday. Should be interesting to see what star team shows up on Saturday. Do you think Robo will be back for game one? Love the pod. Thank you, Noah. Love you, Stick Tap. I'm not sure. I did not like the tone after the game regarding Robertson being available for game one, but further evaluation. Let's see what it is. I mean, this team has been injured enough. Get Sagan back. Now you lose Robertson. That's troubling. Robert Donaghy. They will be out in the first round. Travis asked another question. Think the losing streak is going to have a lot of folks asking for Pete DeBoer's head. Thankfully, they aren't the GM. Adam Deacon, speechless Gavin, quite shell-shocked by the capitulation of this team. Adam. Love capitulation as a word. I'm speechless as well. I've really tried to be optimistic because I really want this to be like a star's favorite podcast. And I would hate for anyone to turn it off saying like, oh, you're overly negative. This is my team. But at the same time, I'm trying to be objective. That's why we created this podcast, was objective Stars coverage, objective hockey coverage in this town. Let's see. Rupert says, Gavin, if they lose in the first round, which is likely given their defensive zone issues, where does this franchise go from here? New coach, new captain. What are your thoughts? May, June conversation. Listen, I think Jamie Benn has been awesome here. I personally don't like the fact that Jim Neal has come out and said because even if he has a talk with Jamie Benn and they can't come to an agreement and Jamie Benn leaves for other players' sake, and you know what, might be short-term memory, you just don't want your GM saying, as long as I'm here, Jamie Benn's here, and then Jamie Benn's no longer here. So all signs point to the captain returning, but personally, I think you need, and maybe it's not Jamie Benn, maybe you can save some money on Jamie Benn next year, but now I'm to the point where I'm saying, and I hate to do this because you know I've been saying Matt Duchene is my number one priority in the offseason, but you might have to give up one of your scorers. You might have to trade one of your forwards. You might have to trade one of your young guns for defensive help. Because even if Miro's back, this team needs another defenseman. Ilya Lyubushkin started out great, has not been great in the last quarter of the year. Cody Ceci will be leaving you. I think Bischel still has a lot of growth to be done. Pretty unbelievable that he's only played just over 30 games and he leads the team and he'll finish as the leader in hits for the year. That's a telltale sign of the lack of physicality that this team shows. And what wins you playoff games? You could tell me you're wrong, Gavin, but let's look at the Stanley Cup winners in the past. Avalanche went out and got tougher. Vegas went out and got tougher. Tampa, prior to that, went out and got tougher. It's a grown man's league. Rink shrinks. And when I say physicality, it's not just hitting. It's winning puck battles in the corners. Husky says, we can all hope that this team doesn't look anything like it's going to change. Similar to the loss in Vancouver, this team has looked deflated. Oh, since the loss to Vancouver, this team has looked deflated and out of it. Nothing to be truly optimistic about. If they get swept, then this collapse will officially be worse than the collapse suffered in March of 2018. I'll say this, Husky. Our producer, Gregory Finley, was talking about this pregame. I understand the Vancouver collapse was certainly NHL historical, but I actually think the collapse began with Pittsburgh. To have a Pittsburgh team that was pretty battered and struggling in several categories, for them to come in and really outplay you, I think that's where the decline started. All right. All for Texas says, I have no optimism. Fire Pete DeBoer. Supernova overs. I don't know what to say. I predicted a 7-1 win for the Stars. You almost got 7-1, but on the flip side, it was almost the opposite. Sagan did look good. Okay. At Delaney, that's three L's. Delaney Jake Ottinger. Recently commented on Tiffin's Substack that I just keep telling myself how the Rangers stumbled into the playoffs in 2023 and then won the World Series. And I'll just keep telling myself that until I literally can't anymore with the laugh emoji. Okay. First of all, Delaney, thank you so much for being a part of Robert Tiffin's Substack. That is awesome. I would encourage all of you to subscribe to our guest Substack if you get a chance. Roberts is very reasonable. So is Sean. Ralph Strangis has a good one. They're all putting out great content. David Castillo at Starstack. So like I said, we'll promote Robert's latest stuff tomorrow, but thank you so much, Delaney, for subscribing to that. Yeah, I keep telling myself that as well, that, hey, if the Rangers can do it, the Stars certainly can as well. But I just look at the teams, Delaney, that they've played and the lack of energy on the ice and the defensive lapses. And I just don't know how you can slow down Colorado if you can't slow down Detroit and Nashville. All right. Tim says, stay frosty, my friend. Yeah. You know, if this podcast wasn't being recorded right now, I would take about 30 seconds. I would go to my refrigerator. I would grab a Frosty. I would run back and you would hear the sweet sounds of a Frosty, because this loss has made me thirsty and your support has as well. All right, Aaron Thacker, Thekman, I'm happy at least Sagan looked good overall in his return. And by the way, guys, we'll see how Sagan feels tomorrow. That's a big telltale sign. All I can hope for is that this team somehow starts playing well since they are opening the series at home. Hope Robertson is okay. Yeah, I mean, that's a big loss if Jason Robertson goes out. Dart, can we give our playoff spot to Columbus? Man, Montreal with the win tonight gets in. I'm happy for Montreal. You guys know that. I'd have to look back, but Montreal's in, Winnipeg's in, Toronto's in, Edmonton's in, Vancouver's not in, Ottawa's in. This is a very good year for Canadian NHL franchises. So that's pretty cool. So the only ones missing out of the franchises in Canada are Calgary and Vancouver. But as I mentioned, Ottawa getting in for the first time in a while. Stick tap. Montreal, what a story they are. What a story of coaching by Martin St. Louis. And you look at their defenseman, Lane Hudson. Whoo, is he good. And then you look at the mix of veterans and young guys. Montreal's going to be a little tough in that first round. So, you know, the Caps are the Caps, and they're having an unbelievable year. But stick tap to Montreal. That's great. So Ottawa, Montreal, Winnipeg, and Toronto are all in. So as I tell you that. But what I meant to say is Dart is right. After the tragic loss of Johnny Gaudreau prior to the season and changing their head coach, and the drama that has happened over the years in Columbus, this truly has been an amazing story that the Columbus Blue Jackets, up until last night, were 2 points away from making the playoffs. They're one of the best stories in the NHL. And, you know, you're happy for Montreal, but at the same time, what a story by the Columbus Blue Jackets, and what a year. Their fans should be really, really happy with their performance. Justice B, we talk about a lethargic defense, but our goalie situation might need to be revisited. I'm a Jake fan, but I'm not seeing the Otter magic from earlier this season or years past. Glad to see Casey get some reps in. Okay. 5 goals. So tell me, my friend, first Nashville goal, deflection off of Maverick Bork, completely went to the other side of the net. That's not on Ottinger. Verana, right in front of the net with a tip, no one covering him. That's not on Jake Ottinger. Third one, coming across for, once again, a one-touch tip goal, not on Jake Ottinger. Could he make some of these saves? Sure. But these are point-blank opportunities, high quality scoring chances. Number four, that's on Jake Ottinger, fumbles a dump in. Number five, Ryan O'Reilly, wide open, one timer. You cannot leave a vet like Ryan O'Reilly that wide open. So, might I have Jake Ottinger bias? I think he's a really good goalie. I think he can play better. And for any chance against Colorado, he needs to be elite. I think Jake Ottinger has been a very good goalie this year, but he did not take the level of elite that Hellebuck did. You know, guys like that. Guys that have played really, really well. So we need Jake Ottinger to step up, but I'm countering your tweet. I just don't think the goalie situation is the issue. In fact, prior to the last couple of games, I think if you asked me what the best position on this Stars team is, I would say it's goaltending with DeSmith and Ottinger. And you say you're glad to see Casey got some reps in, of course. But at the same time, you know, DeSmith let some goals in toward the end of the year as well. All right, Chris Barnard says, trying to keep it PG, but I'm echoing Ralph Strangis here with F-bombs. per Megan Cheka, average shots allowed per game, 36 for the opposition. This is a roster issue, yes, but also a systems issue. The man-on-man coverage is going to see this team get bounced in 4 to 5 games. Yeah, Ralph was spitting fire on the podcast, Spits and Suds, yesterday, throwing some swears out there. And tonight, he equaled that with his tweets. You know, Ralph is very passionate. Obviously, he wants this Stars team to do well. So he says, "Hey, Dallas Stars, I'd say wake the F up, but you need more than that. I've watched S go bad, fast, and promising seasons and way too early. This feels like one of those times. Damn. Here's a reminder what's coming. So wake the F up." There, I said it anyway. And, you know, it has the Stars versus Avalanche. So that's where we're going to be. So now, hopefully, we'll get some rest. We'll wake up. We'll start looking forward to the playoffs. See, there's a little positivity heading your way. We'll talk to Robert Tiffin. He always cheers me up. And we'll talk Avalanche and Stars. And we'll move forward. And hopefully, we'll catch Sean Shapiro on Friday. And then, of course, we start playoff hockey on Saturday evening. Now, just to let Stars fans know, the Stars will be the second game on Saturday evening. So the Stars have announced game one will begin at 7:30 p.m. Central. Don't be surprised if that doesn't start at 8 to 8:15 p.m. Central. All right. So I know a lot of you will fight watching WrestleMania and Stars playoff game number one and whatever else is on, probably some Rangers baseball. But it'll be exciting at the AAC for those of you that are going. Oh, one other thing. Robert Tiffin is doing a really cool thing. So go to starsthoughts.com. And if you win, you get really good seats to Stars game one. So basically, you go to starsthoughts.com. You make a donation to your favorite charity, and Robert even suggests if you need some charity help. Donate $20 minimum and send the receipt to Robert, and you will be entered for a chance to win. Just a cool little thing our man Robert Tiffin's going, so I wanted to mention that. That's starsthoughts.com. So we'll be back with another episode in just a few hours, it seems. Stars, oh, come on, man. I need to fall asleep now, but we'll be back with Robert Tiffin tomorrow right here on Spits and Suds. Until then, try to have a great night, everyone.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.